الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد فبسم الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Indeed, all praise and thanks are due to Allah, and peace and blessings be upon His Messenger. Proceeding to the video, we begin with Allah's name, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So peace be upon you, welcome and greetings. We just finished the tashahud and the testification. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So now we're going to go into the durood, in which we say, Allahumma, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. And then we put the shadda there in our Indo-Pak Mushaf, so, or the reading. So we'll say, ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. So at any one of those points we could stop. So if I wanted to stop, I could sound like Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. One more point, if you notice, this ala, this is the alif maksura. Also, we're going to extend that for two haraka, also madun asli. If you notice, in the next word, the name Ibrahim, the alif comes first. So technically, this would be a madun munfasil, if you remember that. So if I wanted to say for haraka, I could. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali. So the alif is here, so I'm going to make that for haraka. Wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. So the translation, O Allah, place salah upon Muhammad. And quick mention in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says that it's reported that the salah of the Rabb of Allah is mercy, and the salah of the angels is their seeking forgiveness. So it's just a point of interest in which we might take interest in. So Allah, we're basically saying, oh Allah, place mercy upon Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala, and upon Ali Muhammad, the family of Muhammad, kama sallaita, as you have placed salah, or as you have placed mercy or bestowed mercy upon ala Ibrahim alayhi salam wa ala ali Ibrahim, and upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And we say, innaka, O Allah, indeed you, hamidun majid, are the praiseworthy, majid, glorious. So one more time, innaka hamidun majid, O Allah, indeed, surely you are the praiseworthy, the glorious. And then we do the second part, in which only like really two words change. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. And by the way, there's different narrations where you might say, you might combine these, or you might say fil alameen. So okay, there's different narrations, so this is just one of them. So Allah placed blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, barik from blessing. As you have, kama barakta ala Ibrahim, as you have placed blessings on Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and on the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, surely you are the praiseworthy, glorious. Wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Indeed, you are, surely you are the praiseworthy, glorious. And you might say fil alameen, it's okay, those are another narration. So these are in the means of dividing people. Like, oh, you don't say fil alameen, I don't want to pray behind you. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. We seek refuge with Allah from that. It's just, there's different narrations, so whichever one you do, it's all right, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, as long as you're just doing one. So we're going to stop the video over here, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.